Portrait exchange is a regularly occurring event in the El Ferro Gallery in Newtown, and people are invited to draw portraits of one another and exchange one of their own. The reciprocal giving of and receiving of art is accompanied by live music and a comfortable, inclusive energy. The events have been gaining a glowing buzz and support from its community of attendees, and today, we're lucky enough to have a chance to speak with Jaslyn Brown, the woman behind Portrait Exchange, right now.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I heard about the Portrait Exchange from another friend of mine who just said it was like a really great experience, just like really wholesome, really comfortable, and a really nice space to be in.
Cool. I love that. I love that the word's getting around now. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no, I think like, a lot of people are kind of getting interested.
Yeah.
So, but for people who are listening now, how does the Portrait Exchange actually work?
So you rock up and you can come with a group of friends, you can come alone, and it's a very kind of fluid, freeform kind of space. You sit down, there's music playing. And you can either draw someone opposite you and have them draw you at the same time, or you can draw anyone around the room, which means that anyone can also draw you at the same time. So you get portraits you know about, portraits that you are surprised by.
Surprise portrait.
Yeah, surprise sneaky ones. Yeah, it's heaps of fun.
Cool. And where did the idea like come from? How long has it been running?
So it's been running for 3 years. I started it in 2022. So around that time, I was doing like a lot of observational drawing at uni. So I was studying art, and I was also going to a lot of life drawing classes. And I was also just drawing a lot when I was out and about, and drawing friends, drawing, people. And I really just like came to love the experience of drawing people. And I guess there's a bit of a performance element in it too. There's a bit of a, I don't know, it's a sort of very unique experience that I came to really enjoy. So I started this event to kind of, I don't know, make a big group of people doing that all together.
Yeah, like join, like transform something that might be more personal into a community and
yeah,
bring people together
exactly.
Through like your own passion.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I assume it's probably changed quite a bit from how it's begun. Like the recent events have like are in a studio space, El Ferro, and they with live music playing. Tell us a bit about how it's evolved.
Yeah, so in the beginning it was I was running it on the rooftop of a local bar. Shout out to Different Drummer for letting me host that event and try it all out. It was on a big kind of long table. People would sit opposite each other, draw each other, and then kind of move around, do a bit of like a musical chairs situation. And I would sort of facilitate it a lot more and help people along. There are a lot of like beginners that hadn't drawn probably since primary school, so it was a lot of like also in the mix with people who were like absolute guns at drawing and do it all the time, so it's a real mix of people. And then I have done it in a few other venues since then. Done it in a vintage store called Casablanca, which is a beautiful little vintage shop in Marrickville. I guess very much in the spirit of the DIY event. It was like amongst clothes racks in multiple rooms,
just
spread
a
across
mess.
Furniture. It was beautifully chaotic. Definitely felt more like a party. Absolutely no structure compared to when I first started doing it. But it was there that like a really beautiful kind of freeform kind of community started to evolve, or it started to evolve into that. And out of that sort of lovely chaos, it definitely felt more like a party. And then now in El Faro, in the studio space we've got now, it's very open. You can see everyone in the room. You can draw anyone in the room. And I've also got live music involved, which has been a really lovely addition. It feels like that formula has been kind of perfected a little bit or fallen into place.
Yeah, just honed in on itself, kind
yeah, of. Yeah, yeah. It's feeling really, really lovely now. I mean, it always has, but it's definitely gone through a journey of evolution.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it special. I think that's kind of why is getting such a positive buzz at the moment is that it's not just a testament to the work like that you're putting in, but the kind of people it's attracting, and people who are like are very inclusive and are very open-minded and like non-judgmental, and it like seems just a really good space to be in, and also like attracting different like creatives and artists and musicians. Like, it's a great place to also meet interesting, lovely people.
For sure. I've been so lucky with who's decided to show up, and I've got like a bit of a regular like group of people now that start to come every week, which makes me like, it makes me want to keep doing it, which is so lovely, like to have the same faces show up again and again. It's like, oh my god, I'm so glad to see you here again, that's really great. And yeah, I'm so stoked to be able to have musicians involved now too. Music's been like always been a really massive part of my life. And I do play a little bit, but I'm mostly a visual artist. So it's like, it's really nice to be able to weave those two things together. Yeah, and some really great musos have been involved.
Yeah, it seemed just like a really like chill, relaxed kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we've been on Wednesday Drive. That's kind of why I was so interested in having you on, Jaslyn, is because we've been talking about Sydney's DIY scene, and we just had Parker and Flynn, who they founded Underground Film Collective.
Oh, cool.
It's like a similar DIY scene, but it's kind of moving out of a more traditional box into more of a mixed arts event.
Awesome.
And moving out of traditionally what's been seen as DIY, like music gigs, and even music gigs now are having mixed arts where they'll have like a music performance and they'll have a visual artist. Or there was a gig in the Mothership like a couple of weeks ago where they had a full installation in the music gig as well,
yeah,
which is like
awesome.
Really cool stuff. And I think Portrait Exchange is kind of fitting into that new evolution of Sydney's DIY. But more than that, it also kind of rents an alternative space that isn't relying on alcohol, which I think is really interesting. And like, how do you think that initiatives like Portrait Exchange are like important in continuing to expand Sydney scene?
Yeah, for sure. The alcohol thing is huge, and I find that it's quite rare to be able to enjoy music without alcohol kind of being involved, and that, yeah, just because of, I think, money and just the way that gigs kind of work and everything. But it's really beautiful to be able to just connect in a very real way, and to not have it be, it's not awkward without alcohol. There's this weird, like, maybe it's just a very Aussie thing. It's this sense of like, it's gonna be so awkward if we're not drinking,
yeah,
guys.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's Portrait Exchange is funny because it can be like the process of, there's not really any other places where it's socially acceptable to like stare at someone. So there are elements of awkwardness, but you move through it, and it's just like a very, it's a very unique experience where I feel like everyone leaves a lot more connected, and the feedback I've had has been really lovely, and that people kind of leave with this little glow in a way, because they've been like, someone has chosen, they leave with like a stack of drawings, someone's chosen to draw them, and they're seeing all this, they're being perceived in all these really interesting ways, and
That's really interesting. I didn't even think about that. It's kind of like most people, and it's normal, you focus on your own like insecurities or your flaws, but you kind of get to see how other people see you, and
for
like
sure.
It's a really interesting, and it's very intimate, which I think kind of overcomes that absence of alcohol.
For sure. It's that sort of like, it's this very unique kind of platonic intimacy that just exists in its exists sort of in its own category of experience. I think life drawing, because I've done a lot of life drawing, that can kind of come close, like it's similar, but it's the actual process of like, you're really looking at someone and someone's looking at you as well. It's very strange and very beautiful.
Yeah, it is, and very unique. Thanks so much, Jaslyn, for coming on. Like, really appreciate it. If anyone listening would like to get involved in Portrait Exchange, is there any events coming up soon?
There is. So I'm actually, you heard it here first, I'm about to announce the August session on the 20th of August. We'll be joined by Kurt Lamb, which I'm really excited about, of Manfredo Lament.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, he'll be doing a live ambience set to accompany the drawing, and it'll be heaps of fun. It'll be on my Instagram soon, or just keep an eye out for my posters around the street.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.